From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. The United Nations Security Council adopts a new sanctions on North Korea. U.S. Ambassador Samantha Power told the council after the vote that North Korea has consistently focused on its nuclear ballistic missile programs instead of the needs of its people.
The regime continues to plow ahead, as it demonstrated the last 2 months. That is why the resolution we have just adopted is so much tougher than any prior North Korea resolution, and why it goes further than any sanctions regime in 2 decades.
Wednesday's vote came in response to the North's latest nuclear test and long-range missile launch. U.S. presidential candidates are focusing on the next 2 weeks when more than a dozen states and several territories hold primary elections or caucuses. Meanwhile, Republican presidential candidate Ben Carson, while not formally dropping out of the race, issued a statement Wednesday saying he sees no path forward to the nomination. U.S. officials say American Special Operations Forces have captured a suspected Islamic State operative in Iraq. Officials say Americans are interrogating the detainee. The detainee is expected to be turned over to Iraqi officials in the coming days. The suspect was captured by a U.S. Specialized Expeditionary Force that was sent to Iraq and Syria to target high-ranking IS leaders. A Malaysian official says, based on early reports, a piece of debris found in Mozambique likely comes from a Boeing 777 jet, the same type of plane as the missing Malaysian Airlines flight MH370. But the nation's transportation minister says officials are not able to say that the debris actually belongs to the MH370. Writing on Twitter, the minister says civil aviation authorities are working with Australian officials to retrieve the debris. This is VOA News.